Yeah, we just, over the last few days, we split up in groups, went all over the countryside, and lucky enough, my group was in Newcastle, going to Newcastle Airport. It was all a surprise until the morning of, and we found out we're going to a training course with the firefighters, and it was just a great team building exercise and something I thoroughly enjoyed.
So obviously, early on in the season, you know, it's good to kind of get back together with all the boys, isn't it, and do something a little bit different than the standard day-to-day training, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. It's something, you know, we've done a lot of charity work over the few days and also a lot of schools as well. And we had some challenges that, you know, took us outside our comfort zone. And it was something I think that we learned as a group and, taught outside the box as well, something different to football.
What was it like being in that environment, though, doing something a little bit different and also kind of, you know, getting dressed up for the part, if you will, after seeing all the pictures? What was it kind of like taking part in this training?
Yeah, it's something I enjoyed. It's, you know, something that a few years ago I was looking into doing after, you know, my rugby career, and so I enjoyed it, seeing different sides of it, and obviously the big fires that they lit up for us to put out. We got, you know, up close and personal, could feel the heat coming off it, so it gives you a newfound respect for the job these guys do, and you know, obviously they get out there and save houses and save lives and stuff in the process as well. But the best thing I got from it was obviously it's like a calendar shoot, isn't it? Those photos, my wife's been looking at them all day, just wishing I could turn up home in that outfit every day.
And Terry, obviously you've had this injury, you've been out for quite a while. I mean, just how much are you looking forward to when you will be fit to play and to really get back onto the pitch after the injury?
Yeah, that's right. It's a long time coming now. I've missed a few important games last year. Obviously, the one that stands out is the Challenge Cup final at Wembley. This year, hopefully, we can replicate that once more and just go that extra step and hopefully lift that trophy up. But you know, as soon as the new year hits, you get back to training and everyone's itching to play football. It's been a long pre-season for the lads, and it's ticking down now. Time to get into the season. It's just one that I can't wait to play and. Itching to get out there again.
As we look ahead to a new season, obviously that cup run was absolutely fantastic. Do you think you can replicate that? What are the plans for Hull KR this season? What are your ambitions?
Yeah, well, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Obviously, you still want to play semi-final football and in the finals, but we just got to be more consistent. That's our main focus coming out of this pre-season is, obviously our away form wasn't up to scratch, and we only jagged a few wins away from home, so we've got to try and be more consistent over the 80 minutes and jag a few more wins away from home.
And when you look at it, obviously in the mid eights last season, must be an aim to try and not be in there this time round.
Yeah, that's right, especially the way some of these championship teams have recruited over the off season. I think Lee in particular, they've got NRL players all over the park, and obviously they've got Ringy Chase and Harrison Hanson and players like that, so they're going to be a very tough outfit, and I think they're definitely going to be one of the teams challenging that £1 million game.
I know you've been blogging about this as well for the local papers. You've been saying that maybe the Super League can kind of take a few pointers from the NRL. Is there any things that you're looking forward to that could be introduced into this season or the ones coming forward?
I think I think just the thing that they can probably improve a little bit more over here is the video ref. It's just one of those things that you only get it a few games. It's just the Sky games that get it. So it'd be good to see it introduced to all the games over the weekend fixtures and just make it a more even playing field, I guess, for all the teams, just not the ones that are playing on Sky.
Well, yeah, I don't really understand that. Why it's just got to be the ones that have the cameras there. Surely if it's one rule for one, it should be one rule for all, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So I just think it's a little bit of an unfair advantage for the teams to get more Sky games where they get the video ref as well. But, that comes down to money, I think, and budgets in the game. So the more fans we can attract to our game, the more money in the game for us to utilise these things that we can, I guess, use for all the teams.
And alternatively, is there anything that you'd like to send over to the NRL from Super League?
Oh, Magic Weekend, I think. I think that's something they could do, especially, being in Newcastle for the second year. That's where I spent all my time over the last few days for this camp, and I think it's bit of untouched area, to be honest. And I think that's what the NRL could do, you know, over there. There's Perth, obviously, down in Melbourne, where it's more predominantly a different code, what they could take from here.
I was going to say, when you look at Magic Weekend in Newcastle last year, a massive success. You must really be looking forward to the next one.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We've got the last fixture, which I think is even going to be better. It's going to be a packed house for our game, that last game on the Sunday. And you know, just this year, hopefully we can get the wood over our neighbours.
Well, Terry, look, thank you so much for coming on today. I wish you all the luck in the world for the new season. I hope the rest of pre-season goes really well for you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, guys.